Welcome to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. Prepare your heart for laughter and tears as we share the unpolished stories of the homeless and hurting, hope and transformation. Here is your host, Director of the Union Gospel Mission, Pastor Tim Lane.
Well, I am so glad to have you with us today. I got to tell you, so often we talk about it in the beginning of the show to try to encourage people that if you're out there and life seems to be going nowhere, you're alone or you're lonely, and sometimes we're lonely when we're in a crowd. Sometimes we can have all the friends in the world. Sometimes we are overwhelmed with the guilt of the things that we've done over the past, the direction we're at. And the surefire cure for all of that is to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And to do that, you need to hear the Word of God. You need to understand what the gospel message is. It is not just simply signing up to be a church member, to go to church on Sunday, carry a Bible along with you. There's much more to it. Oftentimes, people who profess to be Christians are in that same conundrum of being just stuck, and they don't know why. And I always ask them, well, if you're truly a believer, are you on your knees? Are you praying? Are you in your Word? Are you in a healthy, well-balanced, Bible-believing church? And do you even know what the gospel message is? I have a friend of mine here with me today. His name is Glenn Pond, and he is a pastor, and we're going to talk about his church. He has a good church. The other thing I wanted to talk about is I was just talking to Glenn before we came on the air that I had a rash on my back, and I went to see the doctor. I wanted to find out what it was, and he said it's a good thing you came in because you've been bitten by a tick that carries Lyme disease, and so we need to get this going, and it can be a devastating thing on your life. The reason I bring that up is I got in there, they're going to put me on the antibiotics, but it brought to mind the fact that if I got bitten, I got it, that means in this greater Sacramento area towards Auburn, Lincoln, all those kind of places, Loomis, Forest Hill, that if you're outside working, you need to cover up. And the other part is if you do get bit by anything, you need to take a very close look. If there's a big red mark with a kind of a lighter ring in the center, then you really need to call your doctor and get checked for Lyme disease. I really didn't know we had it in this area, so it was a big surprise to me. And after my wife contracting MS, and finding out that Lyme disease is often mistaken for MS, and it is debilitating. So, folks, most important part of anything is a relationship with Jesus Christ. But you also need to take care of your physicality, too. So, just on my heart today, so I wanted to warn you guys, take a look at those things. So, Glenn Pond, could you say hello to everybody?
Hello, everybody. It's good to be here, and thanks, Tim, for the opportunity, and always enjoy coming over to the Union Gospel Missions, and I'm glad that you caught that disease up front and right away. So praise the Lord.
It's always a praise to the Lord. My prayer is always for myself that no matter what, I can praise the Lord, mm-hmm. whether it comes back with a good diagnosis or it comes back with a bad one, but that we will still praise the Lord, just like Job said, mm-hmm. I'm not comparing this to Job's. I'm saying that Job, in the worst circumstances you can possibly imagine, said that, yea, though he slay me, yet will I follow him. Mm-hmm. And that goes with praising the name of the Lord too, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's great when you get the brand new house, you get married, or you get a new job to praise the Lord. You should. But when things are not going well, we not only need to lift those petitions up to the Lord, but we need to still give him praise, honor, and glory, right?
Absolutely. Whether it's the celebrations of life and what achievements that you may have or milestones, or even some of the disappointments, the discouragements, and even some of the things that the passing of relatives, and that happened to me. You know, had a couple of relatives, you know, passed away, and we're still giving thanks to the Lord. And obviously, whether it's an encouragement or whether it's a discouragement, we're always going to be blessing the Lord.
Amen. Matter of fact, the hardest radio show that I ever did was after Olga went home to be with the Lord. She was my wife of 47 years, and she had, as I said, MS, and when we got COVID, both of us, she couldn't survive it. I almost didn't survive it. At least that's what the doctor said. I believe God is sovereign, and just like my wife used to say, when our time is here, our time is here. Mm-hmm. But so tell me a little bit about your church, because your church is involved with the mission. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to tell about Chinese Grace Bible Church. And we're actually located probably about 8 or 10 miles from the missions in the Pocket area.
Yeah.
And we're in a kind of like a residential area by a park. And we're a Chinese church. And we're unified as a Chinese church. We have services in Cantonese, English, and Mandarin. And, you know, we love it. We're very unique. We are unified to make disciples, to make disciples of all people. And we realize that we have a unique opportunity to reach and minister to the Chinese immigrants and their respective families. And so when it comes to the Chinese immigrants, we have definitely language in both Mandarin and Cantonese.
And English.
Yes. And so we're able to, because of English, we're able to reach the next generation, the younger generation. At the same time, we realize that the Chinese immigrants, they also, you know, are living here. They have neighbors. They go to work and everything. And so those could be English speaking, and they need to be reached.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, years ago, I've spoken a couple of times out at your church years ago. Mm-hmm. First time I ever drove out there, I didn't know what to expect because you don't know the church until you get there, right? And so I pulled up, and I think I parked out, and I think I was looking at tennis courts at the park.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, I've never seen a church with tennis courts, but it was actually the parks. But and they told me they had three services, English, Cantonese, and Mandarin, and it's a very big church. But you are, if a Hispanic, if a African-American, if a white person comes out, they're welcome in your church too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I just wanted you guys to know that because I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't be intimidated by the fact that it's Grace Chinese, because even I've spoken at other Chinese churches, well, one other Chinese church, and they also had a mixture of people in there. So any church, every church that follows Christ will welcome anybody in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody's definitely welcome. And even though we definitely reach out to the Cantonese and,
sure,
and Mandarin speaking, but yeah, the doors are open for anybody who speaks English. And especially as we reach out to the neighborhood in the greater Sacramento area, we're definitely hyped and definitely motivated to reach others for Christ.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, my niece is Korean, but she married a Chinese guy, mm-hmm, Greg Chan. You may have heard of him.
Okay.
Matter of fact, some of the guys that in are a little cooperative in the Chinese community, pastors came out a few years ago and he said, and I dealt with all of them a long time. He said, hey, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. He said, do you have anybody who does kind of the similar work in San Francisco, maybe related to you? I said, yeah. He said, is his name Greg Chan? I said, yes, it is. He said you were his uncle. But at any rate, so tell me, do you speak all three languages?
Well, I speak English for sure.
and you speak it well.
Thank you. I have a Cantonese background. I understand more than I speak, and I speak very little, but I do understand more I do understand a little bit of Mandarin, mostly just in the context of speaking. I could kind of figure some things out.
Sure.
But that's the extent of my language abilities in Cantonese and Mandarin.
My understanding that Cantonese and Mandarin and some of the other dialects as well, that the characters are all the same. So you can write it. There's not a different written language, right?
Yeah, I'm not the most proficient as far as recognizing Chinese characters, but there is similarities and depending on the type, you can read it, you know, both in Cantonese and
Mandarin. I have trouble with English. So let me ask you something. You have come down to the mission for quite a while now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you deliver a message sometimes on a Friday morning. We have a prayer breakfast that we do. And after the prayer breakfast, it's really just a breakfast. Then we all meet in the newer chapel, program guys and staff and friends of the mission. And we have a different guest speaker each Friday, and you're often one of those guest speakers. How did you come to know about the mission?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, historically, I know our church has been involved sporadically, whether it's giving, whether it's contributing, or even helping out. And I think that there was a time where we had a abundance of our benevolent fund, and so we wanted to make sure that since we have an excess, to give it to, you know, gospel-centered missions ministries that are in the Sacramento area. And obviously the Union Gospel Mission came to the top, and so we made a contribution. And because of that, I think I had a different conversation with our members that say, hey, yeah, we contribute, we mm-hmm. regularly give. And so, you know, it was my pleasure to go and visit the Union Gospel Missions. And of course, you took me to a tour of the entire place. And you said, this is how it was before the expansion. And you took me all to the different rooms. And so I was like, this is a great place. And I would always hear about just the faithful servants and churches that would preach the gospel there every night, and so I wanted to be a part of that. And I think that some of my fellow pastors told me about the Friday morning program mm-hmm. that worked, you know, a lot better with my schedule and everything. And so I decided to contact and give it a try. And you guys welcomed me, and it's been a great encouragement to me. But more importantly, you know, it's an opportunity to preach the gospel, to preach his word. And I see in the faces, and especially the last time I was there, just the response and the connection. It's connecting with the guys, God's word. And that's what really encourages me, and it really inspires me, and to see the hunger of these guys. And when the truth is, in some sense, illuminated, as you know, through his spirit, and they get it. It's wonderful. You know, it's a great encouragement to me. And so, I look forward to coming out, and that's why I made it a regular basis. They said, I remember that they're scheduling, and they said, hey, can you come out again? And I said, I'll come out. I'll just keep on coming.
Yeah, we want you to keep on coming. You know, you talked about being encouraged mm-hmm. by the men when you come out. You are an encouragement to a lot of the men there, too. You know, it is so easy to go to a church that does not, exactly as you put it, illuminate the scripture. You know, the old saying was there's some preachers who use the light of Christ like a drunken sailor does a lamppost just for support.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to tell you what I think.
Yeah.
And then there's the other type that uses the truth and the light of the scripture to light their path. And so instead of just wanting to say what I want to say, I want you to know what the scripture says.
Yeah.
And that's how you preach.
Yes, and I stick with the script or the scripture.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's what I want to do, because I'd rather them remember what, not so much an illustration, but remember what
That's
God's
right.
word says. And if that sticks in them, that's going to reap internal benefits.
Yeah, I mean, you can put all the illustrations you want, and guys can remember that. But like you said, if they don't understand what the illustration was about, and your whole message is nothing but illustrations, obviously, we all use an illustration of something from our lives sometimes that we've seen. As I'm working on something about yielding to the authorities that are around us, immediately as I'm speeding down the freeway came to mind that, well, maybe I should try, first of all, when I'm driving, to obey the speed limit. But so that might be an illustration of obeying the people that God has put in authority over us, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not good,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing is that I think that you taking the time out and the other pastors taking the time out to come down and share this message at 8 o'clock in the morning, not only with my staff, but with the program guys who a lot of times have no clue even what the gospel message is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you could go into a lot of churches and ask and they wouldn't know either.
Yeah. Well, I consider it a privilege, and that's why I don't mind waking up. I wake up early anyway.
Me too.
Wanted to eat breakfast with you guys, and so to kind of fellowship and also get to know you guys, and especially the staff that work so hard for the ministry there, I want to encourage them. I want to edify them with God's word, and of course, the guys too as well.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see the change. Of different guys coming through the program. I remember one of the guys said to me, he says the message just really encouraged him, and I think he was going to be out of the program like within a month or two, and so it was really encouraging at that given time. And that's what God's word does. It just encourages at the given time.
And see, that's seeing the fruit of what you're doing, because just like you, you know, over the course of the years, when you get a guy who's graduating or even better comes back, not to re-enter the program, but is doing okay, and they take you aside and say, you know, I was so encouraged by something you said, and they tell you, and you go, I hardly remember even saying that, but they remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's any preacher of the gospel always wants just to do justice to the word of God, not bring glory to himself, but bring glory to God. And, you know, I mean, obviously, people will ask, how many people have you ever saved? I counted it up and none, because I'm not capable of saving anyone. I couldn't save myself.
Right.
But God does use us as his hands and feet to bring the gospel message to those that need to hear it, correct?
Exactly. I mean, some plant, some water, and, you know, it's up to God to cause the growth and the fruit that will bear. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember a song from a few years ago, excuse me, that talked about that very thing, about someone who had preached the gospel message. Not a preacher, but a Sunday school teacher, you know. And they died, and he had dreamed that he went to, that his friend dreamed that he had gone to heaven. And as they walked along the streets, people came up and said, thank you for giving unto the Lord. I was a kid, and you told me in Sunday school about Jesus, and I'm here today because of that. And so we never want to do anything for self-aggrandizement.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it would sure be nice to know that things we had forgotten about even or never even knew were actually, there was people that heard and responded. Obviously, God's the one that draws. No one comes to the Father lest he be drawn. But it's certainly great to know that he uses us, right?
Yeah, I think every now and then God gives us that great encouragement. That encouragement that maybe somebody was encouraged, edified, or blessed because you spoke the word of God, you encouraged them and through some of your teaching, or the fellowship, or even uplifting in prayer. And I think that kind of keeps us going. But more importantly, I think what keeps us going is continually obeying the Lord and walking in His Spirit. And I think when you, the praises are going to come, but at the same time, criticism comes too as well.
All the time.
And so I think you have to navigate between both. Again, just being obedient to the Lord and walking in His ways, that's motivation in and of itself.
And that's absolutely true. As a matter of fact, an older pastor told me when I was first entering the ministry, he said, I'll give you a piece of advice. He said, take everything good that somebody says about your preaching, teaching, or your ministry, and take everything that somebody says bad about your ministry and throw them both out the window. Mm. And just know that if you've got about the equal balance of people who hated it and loved it, don't listen to that, but just listen to the middle that got something out of it. And I think that that's one of the things that we could do as pastors. We can listen to the good things sometimes, and it affects us. We can listen to the bad things and understand that neither one of those things is the important part of preaching the message. It isn't about your personal, somebody praising you. It's about somebody praising God. And I've heard it and I've said it myself. Listen, if you're here today and you hear this message and I've offended you, then I'd rather offend you and have it work on you until you come to Christ and go to heaven, then for you to think I was the greatest thing since sliced bread and then go to hell.
Exactly.
And so that would grieve me. And so the bottom line comes down to everything. What we do for the cause of Christ, correct?
Absolutely. We proclaim Him, admonishing every man, teaching every man, that we may present every man complete in Christ.
Right. And so, you know, you get these criticisms. You get people say, oh, so you think you're perfect? Well, no. Matter of fact, I don't think I'm even close to perfect. The bottom line is what you said, to be able to give an answer to every man, the hope that lies within, and then how to do it? With gentleness. Loving them the way Christ loved us. You know, don't forget, folks, God loved you when you were yet His enemy. And you may not think so, but you were. You were God's enemy. And yet, while we were still in that condition, sent His Son to pay the penalty none of us could pay. To walk a path we couldn't walk. To live a life that was sinless and perfect. So He could be the propitiation or the payment for our sins. So, Pastor, we're down to just 1 minute. Any quick word? And then do you still have time for us to do one more show?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, great. So anything you'd like to say in closing?
Well, I know we've been talking about the Union Gospel Mission. And again, you know, I just want to just say that it's a great opportunity for a lot of different churches to be involved.
Amen.
And I appreciate, Tim, your leadership in making sure it's gospel-centered.
Amen. Thank you.
And so thank you very much for that. And again, it's just great to be a part of that. And we look forward to continue partnering and supporting and encouraging the Union Gospel Mission.
Well, thank you. And as always, my dear friends, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of His hand.
Listening to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. If your heart's been touched and you want to know more about the work of the mission, log on to UGMSAC.com, UGMSAC.com. To donate clothing, food, time, or financial help, call 916-447-3268, 916-447-3268. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for Voices from the Street.